All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to another episode of Friendlier Daisy Podcast. Other podcasts are available, but so are four-stripe Adidas trainers. Now, you don't know how long it took us to come up with that line. So just, we really appreciate every like, and comment, and share you get because of that, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, we love it. Just keep coming.
My name's Andy, and I'm here with co-host...
Dave.
And together we're here to...
tickle your taste buds with our knowledge and banter.
All right, so you didn't come up with anything either?
No.
We've actually spent, like, the past half an hour planning
shit.
We've actually put some solid time in planning. We've come up with, like, what, three topic ideas? Three or four?
Yeah, three or four topic ideas.
An intro.
The tips list is Seven Apes completed. The video of the week is Seven Apes completed.
Question.
Yeah?
Why 7/8?
It's my go-to fraction.
Okay. But there's only been 102 episodes so far. That's a really easy calculation to do. How many have you got up to?
96.
Right, so you're 96% of the way done, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep, Seven Apes. Right. That's what I said.
I'm going to actually see. This is geek moment. Right, 7/8 as a percentage. Right, Google says 7/8 is actually only 87.5%.
Ah, how? We say 9/10 then.
Hang on. 94.118%.
Okay, 94%. That's not bad. That's not bad.
You did better than you think you did. What was the other number you said? Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
9/10. Yeah, welcome. 9/10 on the law, buddy.
Maths with Andy and Dave. That's maths with an S, you American bastards. Well, 9/10. Why did I just had to Google the percentage?
What is 9/10? What's 90%? You fuck
up. Once that just showed on my screen, I was like, oh no. I'm one of them. And by them, I mean you.
Well, they said you sounded like an owl.
Who? I've decided to bite to that every time you say it. And the repeater joke.
The SKS one was the one that done me, man.
I didn't get that because someone said that in my chat.
You literally, without you knowing, like, you were just so, like, engrossed in what, like, Disgusting was saying. Was it Disgusting or was it the other guy, the Spanish guy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it was Disgusting. Look, basically, every single time, because you were triple carry, you dropped it. I always asked you, and it must have been about 7 or 8 times. And Ian in my chat kept going, ask him one more time. And so I did, and you just kept going, yeah, that's mine. And without knowing, so it, like, happened over time, over, like, a 4-hour period, and you didn't know it was happening.
So what did Dan talk me through this? Because it was Ian in my chat again, and you said something about it, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You were triple carrying on Sakao, right. And you had an SKS as your primary weapon, and so you just kept dropping it on the floor when we were making fires and stuff, and I kept going, oh, whose SKS is this? And you go, oh, it's mine. And then the next fire we'd make, I go, oh, who dropped an SKS? You go, no, that's mine, man, that's mine. And every single time in my chat, I was going, glad, should I ask him about whose SKS? And then the time that you got annoyed is when I asked you, like, a time I went out the building, come in another door and go, oh, is this your SKS? You went, yes, it's my SKS. So it's just like...
I did not clock onto that at all.
I must have done it 5 or 6 times, and then you were like, what?
You're fucking annoying me now.
That's my SKS, you fucking annoying little cat. Like,
that's hilarious.
And Ian kept going, do it again. Like, yeah, I said, I can't do it like too regular, otherwise he'll pick up on it. And then he's just like, yeah, I was like, oh, whose SKS is this? And you're just like, you're just so natural every time. You're like, yeah, it's mine, man. I was like, oh, sweet.
That reminds me of the time, actually, I think, was it Sakao? No, it wasn't. It was just before Sakao came out, and we've swapped out your deer fat for human fat.
Ah, oh, disgusting behaviour from the fuckers, man.
And then like 20 minutes later, you started giggling. Everyone,
I'm like in this tree overwatching. And I'm like, Wes, are you behind me? He's like, no, I'm nowhere near you. I'm like, someone's giggling like next to me. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, it's fucking me.
Yeah. I
we had such a good run on that live though.
Yeah. It was just on stream. And I was like, guys, watch this. I'm going to see if I can get away with this. Fucking nailed it, dude. It was so good just to watch you cook it up and then start eating it.
Just stop dropping shit on the floor.
More of that, man. We need more of that, taking the piss out of each other. I only say that because I'm definitely going to do more of it, so it's only fair that you do it too.
Ah, don't worry, man. The chat helped me through, man. And if you don't, chat, help me through.
That was funny, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, this episode is... Whoa, is this 103?
Think so. I'm not too sure.
Or 104.
I'm not too sure. No.
Okay, well, whatever episode it is, 103, 104.
I'll find out whether.
Welcome. I don't care. He won't find it out before I start playing the intro music, which is going to come.
103.
No!
Galeon!
Welcome to Friendly A Daisy Podcast, where we bring you the latest topics all around the game we love to hate.
Fresh off the press.
We've got news articles that cover...
the good things that happened this week.
What else have we got for them this week, Dave?
The bad things.
And everything else...
in between.
There. So, stay tuned for this News Night special of Friendly A Daisy Podcast.
Well, don't look out your window.
I won't.
Okay, because it's all... kicking off in DayZ land.
It is.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. A lot of the community maps have been fucking pulled off the workplace. What's it called? Shit, my shop.
Off of the workshop.
There we go. Off of the workshop marketplace.
Okay. Do we know why?
Yeah, we do. We do, but then I've also read today that it might actually be a little bit fixed. So, basically with 106... No, 106? Okay. Jesus, what year am I in?
What the fuck?
1.26. Okay, latest release. Alongside the release of Frostline and 1.26 to all your console servers and community servers and PC, whatever, they also updated an application. There's an application called Terrain Builder, an application called Bulldozer, right? These applications are used for map makers of DayZ. So they make their map within these tools. Following me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Cool. Now, this is my super high-level understanding, so not low-level detail at all. So just kind of what I understand of the problem. With 1.26, they changed some sort of flag on some items within DayZ. So if you're making a map, you have to spawn in like a rock and you have to place it, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Now that flag, I think we used to be on the edge or a corner of it or whatever that item is. And what they've done is with the update is they've moved that flag to snap to the center of that object.
Okay.
So what's happened is when they load like Deer Isle, for example, where all the flags have been put, all of the like the rocks, as an example, have moved to that center instead.
Oh.
Okay. So loads of things are all janked and fucked. And it's not just rocks. There's like concrete paving slabs and just a load of like things like that, right? So what's his name? John McClane's been like working on it and trying to fix like fucking Deer Isle and Alteria. And did you know John McClane did Swan Island?
No.
No, I didn't know he did that either. But hey, I found that out. So yeah, that fucked up a load of like maps, right? And Anastaria has been messed up. Banov has been messed up. Loads of big maps. I think even I think Azalea. I can't remember.
Azalea.
I think so, but I think it depends on how they move their how they assign their flags to their objects or some which, like I said, very high level. I don't really understand it that much. Now, that wouldn't be that much of a problem if John McClane could go in and convert all of his, I'm going to call them corner flags to center flags. So then all of his items would snap back to where they were, right?
Yeah.
Okay. However, the update means when he tries to do that, the program crashes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And there's not really a way around it, apparently. They've found like some janked up ways of it working sometimes. And if you like, it comes up with a pop-up box like in a loop. If you spam ignore 100 times, then the box disappears and you can resave your project or some shit like that. I don't really know. But yeah, there's a big old hoo-ha about it. So John McClane and, well, here's the thing. John McClane took Deer Isle off the workshop. I think he took Altira off. I'm not really sure on the exact details. But I know Cabello Live took Ban off as well. But then 4 hours later, put it back on. I'm not really sure what that's about. So yeah, Daisy tweeted out today that they have, I think they re-released their 1.25 version of Bulldozer or the other one, whatever it was. So then
Terrain Builder.
Yeah. So then they can go in and fix their shit, I guess. As a temporary measure until they fix whatever they've got going on this new one, but with their center flags. But I think really what's happened is they've built Sarkal with that change in place, not really thought about other maps, like modded maps, and now it's kind of too late to change it back, because if they do, they'll have to change Sarkal,
which is now a DLC that everyone's paid for.
Yeah. So I can see the conundrum, but then also I don't know all the facts. I'm just saying it's not good to be Marks right now, I don't think, community manager.
But also, do you know what? I have the same struggle at work. It's sometimes the old adage is don't try and reinvent the wheel. Was it broken?
So, no, this is not the thing, I don't think, because John McClane did put out like an explanation how he's done that before on his Deer Isle map by accident, and he didn't notice, and it took him 10 minutes to fix it and turn and put it back again.
Yeah.
Do you know? So it might just be that someone's done it by accident and they've just cracked on with it and not really noticed. Then they've launched the fucking DLC. It's out there in the open and now it's too late to turn back.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like if that, let's say that is the case, because it's not going to be a malicious thing. It's going to be like someone's done something by accident, right? Or they've done it on purpose and just haven't informed the modding community. Either way, those two things can be fixed, I guess.
Hurtful.
Well, yeah, they're very hurtful to the modding community. The game's fucking founded on mod, isn't it? So, but they can fix this, right, by having a playtest, I guess, for modders.
Yeah.
So they can allow, you know, like we get experimental.
Mm-hmm.
They could have experimental where they can just add mods to their server, and if that doesn't work, then they can fix their mods before it goes release.
Yeah, that's true. Because you know what? One thing I always struggle on, especially on every update and stuff, you click on it and it's saying, oh, this, there's the, you know, like an older version, you need to update this mod.
Yeah.
You try and update the mod mod's not been updated because said person who does the mod is not able to update that mod, or they're at work, or they just haven't had time, or they're just not understanding one of the update files. That is one of the most frustrating things.
But these things aren't always that easy, dude. They're like, if their mod is broken, it's not like, oh, I just need to turn this line of code into this line of code. Sometimes it's like days of investigating what's changed, what's different, you know, testing and all that stuff. But most of the time it's pretty simple, luckily, fortunately. But if it isn't, they can have a test version and then a live version, right? And this is what we do in my work, and I work in the IT world. And when we're making changes, we have a test environment. We have like a UAT environment. We have a pre-production environment where we do all of our tests, and it's the same as live. And then all we need to do is switch over to live once it's ready to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't rule out everything, but it's such a safer way to do it. They can go in, and then I would never expect BI to make changes because someone's mod doesn't work. It's always the modder that has the onus to make their mod work with the build. But the bad thing about it is, at the moment, the game goes live, and then the mod breaks, and then the mod maker's got to fix their mod and then republish. And that's damaging, I think. I think they should have that where they can test it for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness, Sakao's been a massive injection of blood. So to now sort of backtrack a little as such could be quite damaging, considering it's now eventually all the stuff's been ironed out for console and all the official servers. They want to be, you know, doing all them steps forward to then now take a massive leap back for mankind. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, I know I've spoken a lot about it, considering I don't really know much about it at all. But hopefully, now that DayZ have released that 1.25 bulldozer or terrain builder package, the guys can get in and maybe need to convert their mod or something, maybe convert their map, which is, like I said, the right way it should be done. It shouldn't be DayZ making changes so the mods work. It should be the mods making changes so the mods work, you know? So yeah. If it means Cabello Live, John McLean and Matty Ice or whatever have to go in and fix all the flags on their items, then so be it. That's what you have to do as a mod maker. But it would be nice if those mods didn't have to be unavailable until they've done that work, i.e. a week's grace period or something like that, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, well, do you know what? That was a rant, wasn't it?
Take a breath, bro.
That was a rant. We didn't even get into the intro properly, or like the introducing the episode. So we planned. Here's the thing. This is typical, Dave. Actually, we spent the first friggin' half an hour of our session today to plan a few episodes, and then we've hit record and then started talking about something completely different.
It's mad, it is. We get put on little tangents, and we've now set ourselves down a road we cannot longer go back down on. We're following the DayZ pathway.
I tell you what, we also need to do as well. Let's talk about. So we're going to talk about things that have happened this week. Now that wasn't on the plan, but now it is. Loads of things that have happened this week, and we started off with a slight negative there, but as a positive, let's go with the positive. What about all the key giveaways?
Unbelievable. It's been such a great response. Andy gave away one on Friday night.
Aye.
And one on Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday, mid-morning, afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I gave one late afternoon on Sunday.
That's right. Yeah, we had three keys to give away. And I do not remember who won them.
Mine was Kigger Doodles, who does raid us on Twitch, a console streamer.
It's a fix.
And
it's a fix.
I wish it was. He guessed it. As soon as he found out what the Order 66 was, he knew that the speed of the DeLorean was 88 miles an hour, and he was like, boom, they're the four digits. Boom.
Before we explain what that competition was, how did he find out it was 66, Order 66?
Because one of the clues was a number significant to Star Wars.
Right. How did he know it was Order 66?
He was like, it's got to be 66. Right, okay. He's like, there's no other significant numbers there.
Yeah, there are.
Dagobah is not a number.
No, but how many times I fucked your mom is...
That's a number that I cannot count.
It's a lot higher than 66.
69 last night if you count that shit.
Guys, the one mine was Taipan Hunter, snake enthusiast, or maybe he hates them.
Maybe.
It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but... You know, she doesn't collect them to be friends with them, does she?
No.
So do you reckon he's a Taipan hunter and just like fucking kills every single Taipan he comes across?
Yeah, maybe. Or
I bet he wears leather trousers and he's got like a leather vest,
snakeskin boots, and snakeskin belt.
He's a weird cross between Crocodile Dundee and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's got snakeskin boots and a crop top.
Yeah, like a ripped fucking like vet leather thing. Yeah. He stakes his fucking snakes. Yeah, like,
but like
released as
through the mouth though, like not like through the top.
Yeah.
Just all the way through. It's yeah. still alive. It's just got a big fucking bit of wood down it.
Stake attached to the floor.
Anyway. Right. Manhunter 1-1. And then a guy called Jam Sleazy.
Jam Sleazy sticks out to me, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jam Sleazy. It's like listening to the old GTA, like with the, you know, the satellite view and the listening to the radio in the cars.
You're listening to Jam Sleazy on Sleazy. Flashback Radio.
Garanja Bang. Remember, if you ran over all them like prisoners at the start, you'd get like a proper bonus.
You better watch out. There's a maniac on the loose. Last seen in Los Santos. Driving a yellow taxi.
Or like the Warriors, isn't it? Like the radio when the Warriors are getting caught.
Oh, what's the thing that he says at the gas station?
Always like, Warriors, come
no,
out to play.
No,
no, not that one.
He says something three times and I can't remember what it is. Really famous. All I can think of is well, but it's not that at all.
Oh no, that's an awfully big mustache.
Anyway, this basically, we're not the only people that gave away keys. Keys were given away all over the shop, pretty much.
And it wasn't just to Andy's mum's bedroom.
She don't have a lock on her door. What are you talking about?
That's true. Fuck. Wasted a key on that, didn't I?
It's keys to your mum's handcuffs. That's what you should have said.
Yes.
Right.
Good one.
Anyway. Everybody that did that 2-week early access stream for the content creator side of it, right? Almost everybody in that got keys, and we were part of that crew. So yeah, really fortunate to be able to give away a few keys. And we decided to come up with a competition where it was just based on the streams that we were doing. And you had to guess a number, basically. And every 10 minutes, you'd get a clue to that number. This is the first one I did, anyway. I think Dave had a number as well. What was my number to begin with? Oh, mine was like I had clues like it's a 3-digit number. It's gaming related. What was my other clue as well? Cena, the Baptist, and someone else. They all related to John. And John was the clue. It was quite convoluted, man. It took about an hour to get it. It was a gaming number, and it was like John 117, which is Halo for Halo fans. And then,
oh, yeah, John 117 is the Master Chief.
Yeah. Then your one was... What was your one?
6688.
Oh, yeah. It was like two pop culture movie numbers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So the first one was like, it's under 1,000.
Yeah.
Or under 10,000. So then it narrowed
them
down.
9,000?
And then it's... 4 digits. Then the next clue was two separate numbers from movies. Everyone was like guessing randomly. Nightbot was working hard. Star Wars. It's a number like to do with Star Wars. And then fucking guys like Order 66.
And then the next number was. The next two was
88. It was 88 miles an hour. In the DeLorean on Back to the Future, but we never got to that one because Kiggers was like, geeked it out, man, and smashed it.
Did you like how fucking sassy I made Nightbot?
Nightbot was sassy as hell. A lot of Dave comments, though.
Yeah, because you weren't meant to have it. It was meant to be for mine, but I really then couldn't change it.
I don't know whether you fucked her up because, like, the normal things where she'd just do a random tip just kept coming back. Count bounced to the server.
Oh, yeah,
saving up all our sass.
We were overloading her, man. But one of the answers, if you got it wrong, was with an answer like that, I bet you're a cat person, aren't you? I believe in you. Your mother might not, but I do. My fucking Nightbot giving people shit.
Yeah.
And then, my one was they had to come up with C-3PO. So mine was a name, that had to come with a name. And one of the clues was gold. I like gold.
Gold. What was the one that's like everyone was outside? It was, human cyborg relations.
Oh, yeah. It was like translation and etiquette or something.
Yeah.
Like, etiquette and translation and protocol droid was a clue. Anyway.
Protocol droid. Yeah. Human cyborg relations.
That is, that's not really the point of this bit of conversation. The good point was that loads of people have got Frostline for free. How sick's that?
Yeah, we also give Frostlight away with the competition that we're running.
Oh, yeah, the Oysted
one. With the different spirits. Yeah, so Oysted got himself a nice limited edition T-shirt to do with electromechanical motor mechanics in electro.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Got him a T-shirt, yeah, whatever that was. And he got himself a Frostlight key for his PC, so him and Ido can fuck ship up on Sakao.
Yeah, that's cool. I've got another T-shirt like that in the works, you know, that's... Oh, I can't even remember what it was for. I think it's like a hiking T-shirt and it shows like Green Mountain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it's like, I should have done one like Green Mountain's Isengard. Like, we take the survivors to Isengard. Isengard.
I'm gonna have to ask him, guys, what are you talking about?
You know, like, Green Mountain is probably the most... It's the tallest point, really, on the Daisy Mountain, on the Daisy map, isn't it?
Hey.
It's like a... I found the survivors at Green Mountain. It's like that tune, the Isengard tune.
It's okay. We can't all be ideas, guys, right? It's
that's an idea. That's the truth.
No, you're right, Dave. It was an idea. You're right. It was an idea.
No, it wasn't an idea. It's a thing, man.
It was an idea. It was just shit.
Actually, what was that place where we used to live with the big tall... Oh, yeah. Now I remembered. Yeah, that's irrelevant. Cool.
Okay, so what else has happened this week? We got another good thing.
What is another good thing?
No, you go. You're going to say something.
I was going to say a good thing as well. I was going to say every Sakao server that you go on, especially myself, has always got a massive queue, which is actually very good for someone that can think outside the box. So for someone like myself and Andy, we'll just find a server that we can get on rather than sitting in a queue. And there we will sort of open up more robust servers. There'll be servers that are highly popped for a long time that are not that popped on, say, if they had a Chinara server. Mm-hmm. So you're going on these different server owners' servers and just, actually, this server's run really well. And it may even be one of our go-to servers in the future. So it's just broadening horizons in that respect. So actually, I've been quite enjoying scrolling through the Facebook at the moment and all the groups. Like, I can't get on the Zero servers. I can't get on the Karma Crew servers. It's stacked. They've got three of them, but I can't get on. Why can't they open up more spaces? Blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? All that sort of negative. But what these people don't do is think outside the box and go, do you know what? I'm going to go check out Billy Joel's server, Sakao server. Yeah, that's not an actual server, but just going to go check it out. And actually, it could broaden your horizons and make you actually find a new go-to server.
Well, do you know what? This is a wicked opportunity. I didn't know you were going to talk about this, but I am going to talk about something very related to that. This is a great opportunity to mention Sauerkraut Zero Effort server. So it's a community server, and I'm sure he won't mind us using it in this light, but... it's not full. let's put it that way, right? It doesn't have a queue. When I had a look at it, there was like three people on it, right? Now, for me, that's probably a little too low. If there was like 15, 20 people on it, I'm there. Let's go. But it's just vanilla. It's pure vanilla. I think he's added heli crashes in, actually. I think he mentioned he had heli crashes. But we've got people queuing up in like queue 20, 25 to get into a server that they're not going to get in for half an hour. But then we've got Sauerkraut server sitting there waiting for people to join. It's called Zero Effort Sakao. Have a look. If you can't get into your favourite server and you just want to have a run around, have a look at that one, man. I think that's a really good idea to get in on that. And if you're in it, someone else will join it because you're in it. And then someone else will join that because now there's five people in and now there's 10 people in. You know what I mean? So it's...
Server seeding.
Exactly. I was going to say that. Yes, because we do...
Yeah, so we do this, fuck you, buddy.
We do this on Hell Let Loose when there's like a low player count on a server. And that usually happens each time the server restarts after each game. Or each time the server drops to a new map. It's called seeding, right? And you sit there and you fight over the middle point until enough people join that you can fight along the whole map because it's fucking massive. But yeah, seed the server. Have a look at that. I'm sure it's called... That is what it's called, right? Zero Effort Sakao?
I think Zero Effort Sakao. It's something I'd definitely check it out in the near future. So if you are wanting a run on Sakao, you'll catch me and Andy either on there.
I don't really mind jumping on a dead server. When it's not got a lot of people in it. I don't mind that. I just don't want that to be all I do. Because I don't really care.
I like a little bit of PvP.
Yeah, that's it. I don't really care about the PvP all the time. Sometimes I just want to go and explore the map and do things or whatever. And then if people join after that, that's absolutely cool as well.
I think it got to the point on the playtest that we'd done, Andy, that people had explored the map a lot and were friendly all the time with every interaction, that they actually all started going, do you know what? I'm going to go back to Coastal and start lighting people up and just being a bit of a like alternative play, because I can't do 2 weeks of the same friendly face. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm having a look at it now, right? So it's called Zero Space Effort Space Suckal. It's Vanilla Plus. It's got the roleplay vehicles that Sauerkraut had on the Vegans. So do you remember Sauerkraut, for those of you who recognise the name? We've interviewed him a couple of times. One of them was based on his pre-pandemic service.
Vegans life.
Yeah, Vegans. He's got a third-person vehicle driving thing, code locks, and survivor animations. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What slot is it? Is it a 60
it's a
slot?
It's a 50 slot.
Yeah.
It's a 50 slot, and there's again, there's currently three people on it. So if you're queuing up, let's have a look at Karma Crew right now. Karma Crew,
three,
absolutely full.
Three Sakal servers. Every single one's got at least a 27 to 45 person queue.
Absolutely stacked.
Which,
let's have a look at Zero's Ground Zero, man. They're annoying.
That's annoying, yeah.
Zero day, day zero. That's not them. Zero have two Sakal servers, both stacked at 60.
Either way, the big popular ones have all got massive queues. So why don't you broaden your horizons and just try a server that you haven't tried before, a nice vanilla one or one with certain mods that you enjoy, and just have a bit of fun on there. I've been on a few. We found Vigrid, the Battle Royale servers. He has a Sakal server and it's actually very good if you can get on it, but it's also quite popular.
Oh, it's also, I found they're PvP players, man.
Oh, massively PvP. Yeah. I did kill someone though on the stream.
Oh yeah, were you shotty?
Yeah, shotty. And then I got this guy hit me with an incredible shot. Like, it was mad.
Straight into bars.
Yeah. They were hanging low. They weren't very big. He hit them perfect.
Remember that song? Do your balls hang low? Can you toss them to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot?
Can you tie them in a boat?
Can you toss them over your shoulder like a regimental soldier? Do your balls hang low?
Regimental soldier.
Yeah.
That's quite a good one.
You know that song?
I've heard it many times, maybe 30-odd year ago, but yeah.
There's another one. Do your tits hang low? Can you toss them?
You can just add that. Do your chin hang low? Does it?
Can you toss it to a foe? Remember the Ollie, Ollie, Ollie one?
Tits in a trolley.
I don't know if we can say this one.
Balls in a biscuit, tits.
Yeah. Do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Ollie, 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 titsy Charlie, balls in your biscuit tin, sitting on the grass with your finger up your ass and your balls going ding-a-ling-a-ling.
We can't do that.
Yeah, we can. Why can't we do that?
We done old Hitler had one ball in an episode, so why not?
Yeah, fair enough. It's part of our cultural heritage.
Yeah, it is.
And all the non-UK residents listening to this episode are going, what the fuck am I listening to right now?
Yeah. Well, let's move on to some other good things. Ooh, that's happened this week as well.
Yeah. What you got, baby? Or do you want me to come up with one? Because I got one.
No, it was you. It was you. You had one. I took you. Yeah, hit us.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
It is Giuseppe.
I want to find the latest numbers.
Oh, was that an Oysted thing?
Spoiler alert. What? An Oysted thing?
Oysted put it like the weekend, like how many people are playing DayZ.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. Sorry, I've been reading it on Twitter. Twitter. Oh, hello.
X, baby. X.
No, it's Twitter now, X. And I'm very well spoken with the Queen's English. Nice to meet you.
X, baby. X.
The detectives drop me in. You do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. What's it called? Steam charts.
Steam charts, yeah.
Oh, it did it. Right. So this, obviously, this is a good thing that has happened for DayZ, right? So,
yeah,
DayZ has once again, broken its all-time player record. Now, its player record was previously set in January this year with 73,336 concurrent players. This weekend, Sakao release weekend, 1.26 78,739.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, and guess who wasn't one of them?
Who?
Wes.
Today, someone put on. Did you see when your brother put up? Is anyone playing tonight? He's like, yeah, I'm gonna play from Japan. Like fucking crying to a fucking tears of a sucky or something, mate. You enjoy yourself.
He's like in Japan and absolutely gutted that he's not at his PC. That's just fucking top tier nerd, isn't it?
I think the only person that could understand his feeling was when I was in Barbados and the Valheim update.
Yeah.
And I watched it. My missus is like, you're on the beach watching Valheim. Like, yep.
Did your missus want to go with you or did you make her?
No, she went on her own accord.
So DayZ beat their all-time peak players, which is awesome. I'm wondering, though, if this weekend will be the true numbers.
Why? Because Wes is back.
Well, no, I think a lot of people haven't bought it because they've wanted to see about, you know, a lot of people do this where they won't like pre-order games and they won't get things as soon as they come out. They'll wait for it to release, have a look at reviews, especially if people like burn. Let's say they bought Livonia, right? And then they fucking hated Livonia because the state that it was in. Right?
There's been so many people popping into our chat, though. I don't know if you've how many questions you've got. How have you found it?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed the map?
Yeah.
What are your opinions?
100%. And then I get, compare it to Namask or compare it to Livonia, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I completely agree. I think a lot of people haven't bought it yet and they're waiting to see what it's like. And I think it has done really well. And it shows really well on stream and videos that people are making. So I think more people have bought it this week than they did last week. And, or not, maybe not more, but like a really good influx. And this weekend will be when we get a new peak.
Yeah. We're not delusional, guys. We know there are obviously rough patches and teething exercises that need to happen with these things. So like, what's happened with the official servers not releasing, console being down for a bit, all this negative stuff that normally always guarantees to happen with any type of technology. It's not infallible, but now this has all been ironed out. I think Andy's premise is right, that this may be the weekend that it smashes its own record again.
I completely forgot about that. I forgot that those servers were down for a few days.
Yeah, and it was over them days as well. So just think about it. As well
as
15th
and 16th,
question I do,
which was the Tuesday, right. Wednesday, which actually pushed more people to the weekend. So I wonder actually if I'm wrong.
Mm. But does this also count people sitting in queues? Is it just people loaded up DayZ?
It's people that have DayZ running on Steam.
Yeah. All right. So people in the queues would count then. That's good. That's good. So you guys that sit in the 61 queue and it's a 60 pop server, so literally a whole server's got to leave plus one more. You guys are counted. You're stupid, but you guys are counted.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Go fucking join Sauerkraut server, guys. Fucking moron.
What's the number, Andy? What is your number? If you hit a queue, what is your number?
It depends. If I'm...
Oh, it does depend,
If I've got friends in there, I'm looking at like under 10, really. I don't mind sitting 10th in queue. If I don't have friends in there, it's like, I don't want to even sit... If I'm 4th, if I'm 5th, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, our thing is, I think it depends, because if I've got other things to do, I might say if I've got to hoover the house and I'm trying to get on, say, a Karma Crew server, and I know it's only just after the restart, I may sit in that. No, 25 is my cutoff, I think. Yeah, I can sit 25th and be fine. But then I know I'm doing some other stuff like hoovering the landing and stuff, and I can pop in and check. I can see if there's been a crash or something and then rejoin the queue of some sort.
My PC is never on unless I'm using it, so I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Because if I've got to hoover the house, I'll go and hoover the house and then come on my PC. And then I'll wipe it off and then I'll turn it on.
Lovely. that was quite good. That was quite fast for you. Very good, very nice. Very bull.
Velocemente.
What?
I said, fuck you.
Fuck you. If I'm going on stream, then I'm finding a server that I can, two in the queue is probably the maximum for a stream. Yeah. People, I don't want to lose people. You can have like 19 people watch it and the server restart. And even with that fake queue, people see a queue and be like, oh, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, fuck.
I really can't thank the people in the stream on Sunday. Because when I got kicked from that Vigrid server for high ping, apparently I had 900 ping, and then as soon as I checked it, it was like 60. So fuck you! And I ended up in like a 20-man queue, and I was in that queue for about 20 minutes before I ended up giving up. And yeah, the guys in chat, we were just talking for ages. We were talking about so much shit. Star Wars, asthma. And fucking everything, man. It was wicked. But yeah, if it wasn't for chat, I would not have been in that queue waiting to get back in. It's just too long for me, man. That's too long.
Yeah, so guys, one thing I do want to mention as well is we absolutely love the support that you're giving us on all our platforms. YouTube, Twitch, Spotify, all the comments that you guys are dropping in on like Red Circle and stuff like that. It's been great.
What are you talking about?
We appreciate
Red
it.
Circle.
I'm just saying, like, Red Circle's some of the our podcast goes out on.
Yeah, but that's not like a platform people listen
well,
to.
Well, no, but I've just seen lots of comments on there.
No, you haven't.
I have. I saw it earlier.
Where?
Online. I put Red Circle Daisy and it friendly and it come up.
Yeah, but you didn't see comments.
I swear. Oh, maybe I didn't. Maybe it's just things that you've written out underneath of the
podcast descriptions.
Yeah.
Welcome to fucking 2024, Dave.
Sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, because we know what we're doing. Yeah, no, I have to do a fucking whole description for every episode. That's what that is. Is it because the last one was Community Chronicles and I wrote their names in it?
Maybe. I think that's what got me, yeah.
Yeah, like Taffy, Zach. Bruh.
Well, fuck. Do you want to give a whack fuck?
Whack fuck. Oh yeah. What's that?
What's that? Whack fuck. stupid shit, man. I saw someone have a game of whack fuck today. They were trying to take a steering column off of a vehicle and they hit their own thumb. And they were like, oh yeah, it was fuck. And I was just like, how is the game of whack fuck?
Are you winning?
He was not winning. He was not winning.
One final last good thing that has happened. I'm not actually sure if it happened this week. It might have happened last week. But it's still valid this week. Good news for you. Fucking GHR words, aren't you? Shit. Oh, that reminded me. Who had to go at me for not doing, to never do a Scottish accent again?
Ian.
Listen here, Ian.
I think he's Scottish, so I reckon he does, man.
I didn't do my warm-up. That's why. It's because I didn't do my warm-up. You ready for my warm-up?
Go on, then.
Richard and Judy, sitting in the nudie, getting really broody. That's it.
Well, I have a Scottish manager. I want him to, like, have two people that have either, like, damaged a car and they both deny it because I want him to just go, well, it's got to be fucking one of you. I really want him to do it. On his last day, I'm just going to set loads of shit up so he says something really like, oh, I missed that by a ball hair.
Yeah, just throw something at him.
Yeah. Oh, you missed me by a ball hair. He's like, fucking hell, pal.
Right, last bit of fucking good news, right? Daisy have got a sale on Xbox and console. Fucking Xbox and PlayStation. Jesus Christ. And it is late. It's getting late.
It is late. I'm not good.
Xbox and PlayStation. If your friend doesn't have Daisy yet, now is the perfect time to buy it for him.
Get it now for Christmas.
Yeah, it's 50% off, baby. Xbox and PlayStation. And that runs until, I think, November 1st. So through to Halloween.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And I wonder, we haven't heard any news about, like, Halloween event yet, have we?
No. I think everything's gone on slightly quiet on the normal Daisy front because of the big drop. And
a bit.
I feel very sorry for... because it was kind of kept under wraps and we had a little bit of inside knowledge, so we knew there was something big happening. But I feel sorry for some people that were just out of the loop, say, like, the guy that done Azalea, who was just about to drop his new map.
Yeah,
and now he's got the problems that we mentioned at the start of the episode, plus he's now got he's now got to compete with a fucking DLC, which is pretty much uncompetable.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the server list, though, like Karma Crew, both their Livonia and Cherna servers are still stacked.
Yeah, that's because the people can't be sitting in the queue.
That's just one single example.
They're the guys that are clever and don't do queue job, like, stay in.
Yeah.
Or they've still got a vested base inside them servers.
Yeah. all right, well, let's move on to Video of the Week. Friendly!
Video of the Week. Brought to you by Friendly, a DayZ podcast. Today, Video of the Week is won by a guy that had raided me over a week ago, weeks ago.
Sounds kinky, I'm not going to lie.
It was lovely. It was Frag Dempsey, Billy.
Oh, shit.
They call him Billy, but his gamer name is Billy Frag son. Dempsey. And it's
His name is Billy son.
Billy son. DayZ Frostline Funny Moments. It was released 15 days ago. I'm doing it as it's
You're
been
doing
released.
Forward maths.
Yeah, doing forward maths. Math.
You're doing time travel maths.
You're time travel maths. Back to the Future. So check him out. He's such a good streamer. He's full of energy, full of beans, a bit like the Cam Can't Run. He's very similar level, in my opinion. They are just, you know, Frag Dempsey's absolutely slaying it. And obviously, thank you for the raid. And I will send the medal in the post. If it doesn't get to you, please complain to PO Box 012121.
Tell someone who gives a shit at friendly.com.
Yeah.
It sounds like people can just bribe their way onto Video of the Week. How much audit work is done on the kind of paper trail that you do for this Video of the Week, Dave?
Andy, you have no access to my bank account, so they could literally pay for their privilege. And I've heard it's massively coveted, and obviously, like I said before, TMZ has now had to buy himself a second sort of
trophy cabinet.
Yeah, so it is what it is, boys.
Well, fucking hell. All right, then. Guess we go on to the tip, right?
Oh.
So before we do that, I just realised, I know we've just recorded that whole episode.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, can we do like a mock news anchor thing?
Yeah. I didn't.
News just in. That's been around for about a week, see?
Sir?
I mean, you want to be friends? This tip is called, you can keep your hat on.
Okay.
Okay.
It's intriguing.
I just made that up.
I got that. Thank you for nudging me in the right direction there. If I was truly unawares, Andy's like, I just made it up. Okay, cool.
Right. Just, I'm all about transparency, Dave, okay? It's what makes us the podcast to be. The podcast to be involved with.
Yeah. Huh?
The podcast to listen to. So you have this is a Sakal / cold environment based tip. It's more useful in those environments. Your temperature is very much dictated by your insulation level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your insulation level is a characteristic of the clothing you're wearing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that characteristic and that insulation of those clothing items are determined by the quality or the brokenness, I guess, or whatever, of that item. So if your hat is badly damaged, its insulation level is going to be worse than if it was worn.
Yeah, or like fully repaired to as much as you can.
Cool, worn.
Yeah.
Like not worn as in on your head, like you're wearing it.
No, not worn as in it's freshly worn, but taken up to worn repair.
Yeah, worn repaired, right? Now, here's the thing.
Oh.
If you are in Suckout and you need to repair your hat, well, you might just take your hat off in your hands and then get your sewing kit, combine them, fix your hat, and then put your hat back on, right?
Yeah.
Or you can do all of this and fix it whilst it's on your head. You can put your sewing kit in your hands and then drag your hat to the combine on the sewing kit. And it will fix the hat, but not take it off of your body. So for that 5-10 seconds, you're not losing any temperature.
Do you just sew the hat to your head then?
You just sew it straight to your scalp.
Oh, mate, that's sick.
Yeah, I did it with my boxers. Just all the way around.
Two eye holes with my leg holes.
It's just like a weird nappy.
F- face that.
But you do that with any bit of clothing. So your jacket, your shoes or whatever, put your fixing item, so your duct tape, your leather sewing kit, your normal sewing kit in your hands, and then drag the clothing item onto the combine, and then it doesn't actually leave your body and you don't lose the heat from having it off for that.
Yeah.
But imagine you've got to repair everything twice that's on your body. You're going to get cold after that.
That's true, man. That's true. That's a good tip, man. That's a good tip.
Yeah, so you can keep your hat on, baby.
Also,
keep your hat on.
When you do your repair, when are they going to be like the bandages where it just carries on until it's fully done? Yeah. I really want
Game's
them to
broken.
Do that, man. Yeah, fuck it, uninstall it.
Uninstall.
Refund. Even I've gone over the hours. Refund on the DLC. Fuck it.
Oi! Oh, well, thank you very much for listening to that really impromptu episode of Friendlier Daisy Podcast. Not what we were planning to talk about at all.
Not at all. It just sort of cascaded away from us, like normal.
Yeah.
Nah, it's
I
not
mean,
like
a lot's
normal.
Happened this week, so it's, like, worth talking about, I think.
Ah, it's been such good... people have been playing, having so much fun.
Yeah.
With their fun up their bum.
Oh. And your ball's going ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yes.
I always wondered why I've never seen your cat, but I can always hear it.
Imagine that.
Just hear these bells going off all the time. Biff, didn't know you had a cat. I don't.
Oh, have you seen that thing where that like neighbor's leaning over the fence and he's like, this young girl's burying making a massive like grave for like a dead animal, and he's like, oh, why are you so sad and what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm burying my goldfish. He's like, why are you making the grave so big? Because it's stuck in your fucking cat. And this guy's like, spits out his tea. She killed the cat because he ate his goldfish.
That's fucking gnarly. Yeah. That's gnarly. Well, anyway, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendlier Daisy Podcast. We truly appreciate you. Oh, do we want to do a sponsored run?
We could do, but I also want to say a little bit of a shout out just towards the end. Please, guys, keep putting in your community chronicles and all your bits. I also want to try
keep
and...
Keep putting in your bits.
Yeah, just putting all bits. I also want to try and reignite the questions thing. So if, guys, you wouldn't mind putting in some questions... It doesn't matter if it's Daisy related, personal related, podcast related, about me and Andy. It's something that I'm trying to work on in the future. So similar to a community chronicles, that we're going to go back to like episode 50, if everyone remembers episode 50. But we don't want it as your voices. We just want you to type the message so we can read it out and make up your accents, because we're also really good at that.
There is a channel in our Discord called Questions for the Crew. So just put something in there and then we'll do our best to answer your question.
Yeah, I will put a little note in the Discord about this, but yeah, if you wouldn't mind just dropping questions in there, it's another episode that you will have major interaction with.
Before we do this sponsored segment, this episode actually is sponsored.
Okay.
By the mince pie guy.
Who's this guy, Andy? I mean, he's been a dormant for a little while.
No, he's back. Oh. He's back, did you know?
No, I didn't know.
This time of year. Yeah, it's every time this time of year. He likes to rear his mincy head, his little pastry face.
Mincy head? But fucking hell.
Are you tired of the same old boring mince pies? Do you crave mince pies that's so good? It'll make your taste buds do a happy dance. Well, look no further for that mince pie magic. The Mince Pie Guy will be reviewing all of your favourites and maybe some new ones. I almost reviewed, the Mince Pie Guy almost reviewed fucking dog mince pies the other day.
Dog mince pies? Where did you get them from?
I don't know, I think maybe Pets at Home. Anyway, follow the Mince Pie Guy on Instagram.
You will not be disappointed.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Okay, let's go.
Here are the people that are currently sponsoring Friendly, a Daisy Podcast. Jimmy Baps TV, Merlin, Phobia, I think that says Phobia. Schizotron, Running Commando, Mitakulu, YYZ2112, Ice King Kiki, Papa Toast, Sully Rex, Kickadoodles, V to D, The Chief,
El Gandhi,
Bacon the One, that weird long one that I can't say, JV Alvarez or something like that,
yeah.
HS Homeless, Bitch.
That's a funny one, man.
Hip Kelt, Rakan, that's Ryan, Nine Jess, X Jess, not sure, A Kiwi Key the Second, Happy Bomb Still, Balina, Irody, Taterbug, It's Mowgli, Fucking Yum, Oysted.
That was love that. You'll love that.
That was terrible. Nanning and New Friar.
And Ian. Ian's found in the mines of Moria.
We've got a leader. We've got a leader on our sub streak.
Okay.
Or our tenure of Oysted is on 5 months.
5 months?
5 months.
He feels like he's been annoying us a lot longer.
And a lot of the others are just they're on a measly 4.
When Oyster comes into chat now, before I abuse him or Sunday roast him, I always ask, is your son listening? so there's none of them, like, there's none of them conversations he had to have with Dad. What's an unsavory bastard?
What's a jammy finger? Thank you very much, guys, for sponsoring the podcast. You guys are absolute heroes. It's a pleasure to make this show for you once in a while. So this is for you. Have a lovely weekend coming up, and we'll see you in the next one. Until then, be good. Love you lots.
Ciao for now.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.